Our guest of the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk, just back from France.
Yes, sir.
What a trip.
Enjoyed it a lot.
Well, we'll have to sit down and talk about that sometime. Yeah. But we'll have to, for now, content ourselves with talking about the economy. Well, I saw an article and showed it to you about, of course, all the discussion about tariffs.
Yes.
And at the same time, another article, and we're going to get to that things are looking up in Texas so much that there's a much brighter picture when it comes to the state budget that we're looking forward to for next year when the legislature meets. But we'll talk about tariffs first. But the Texas Association of Business President Jeff Mosley is quoted in an article very concerned, of course, about the prospect of the tariffs that the president is talking about imposing and, I guess, has imposed. But Texas is the number one exporting state.
By long shot, not only are we the largest exporting state in the union there, we're far ahead of any of the others. California is second, but far behind. I think Washington State, surprisingly, is third, but only about a third of as much as us.
That is surprising. But, of course, so Texas has the most to lose.
It does. So that's a real threat for us.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about how tariffs work. And we throw this out, and a lot of people hadn't even thought about tariffs probably very much until this year, and President Trump started threatening the tariffs again. But so who pays up front?
Okay, what is going to happen on the tariffs there? Of course, that is a tax on the product, and so it means that those goods that come into this country, the consumer is going to pay a higher price on those goods.
But the business pays it up front that brings in the products, right?
That's true. But a thing which happens routinely is this gets passed along.
Sure, it raises the cost of whatever it is.
It does.
But whoever's bringing in the imported product, they're going to pay what amounts to a tax to the U.S. government.
Yes.
And the same thing then happens on the other side when the other country imposes its retaliatory tariff. So this thing is a vicious cycle, of course, and for the most part, we tried to avoid it and have for a long time, but we're back into it now. So some of the things that were mentioned in this article, Texas exports 83% of the crude oil around
it is.
The world.
It is. We are, of course, a major exporter of that. And so, of course, when you start talking about putting tariffs on that, that's a real threat.
83% of the crude oil exported from the U.S.
Yes,
comes from Texas. 97% of the propane that China imports comes from Texas.
And again, liquid propane, that's a huge crop for us.
Yeah. And grain sorghum, 60% of the U.S. exports in grain sorghum come from Texas.
Correct. And the threat on this in each case is that other countries are not going to sit by and let us impose restrictions on their products and not react.
Right. Of course, we had what looked to be here a week or so back little break when the president met with the European Union leader. So that looked like that might be a ray of sunshine, and we'll see if some other positive developments come about.
I still view this as part of an ongoing process. The thing I liken it to is when there are labor negotiations, sometime when there's a strike, people say, oh, there's a breakdown in the process. No, that's part of the process.
And things have a way of resolving themselves at the last hour, at the midnight hour sometimes.
And as a matter of fact, the sorghum thing, there already is a movement on that. That it looks like that the high tariffs and things that we've dodged a bullet on it probably.
Okay, good. We're talking with Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. Now, another story I mentioned, this is a story with the state controller Glenn Hager. He's saying that the state's going to have $2.8 billion more in sales tax revenue for 2018 when the legislature comes back into session than expected. So that's good.
As the U.S. economy has boomed, the Texas economy has boomed. That means more spending, more income, and of course that higher spending means higher sales tax revenues. So as a matter of fact, Texans have been on a consumer spending binge, and the state budget is benefiting.
So for people who work at a university like this one, A&M Commerce, other state universities, that's that's a good thing.
For the kind of the next biennium there, it's looking very promising. Now, again, there will be another estimate coming out next January. Yeah. We're hoping that it looks good.
So just things have to keep on rolling. And then again, that's the reason we're concerned about the tariffs we were talking about. This article said it's the largest amount of money ever in the rainy day fund. But, of course, the legislature hates to touch that.
Yes, they try not to bother that. But it is some comfort to know that we have that for emergencies.
Right. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, you were mentioning the Supreme Court decision here recently that states can now tax internet sales.
Yes, in June, a Supreme Court decision, it was a 5-4 decision, but they did open the road for states to begin to tax, sales tax on internet sales or e-commerce, the same as they do with brick and mortar.
And that'll be another source of revenue. No doubt every state will take advantage of that.
I can't imagine why a state would not.
And then that's more revenue coming into the state of Texas and other states.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
My pleasure.
A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.